here. Look at that rug.
Boy, it sure does show the dirt, doesn't it, Mom?
Young man, what have I told you about removing your muddy shoes before coming into this house?
Jeepers, Mom, I did. These are my socks.
Pick her up about a quarter up.
What reason did Mr. Wilson give for not going to the school tonight?
He's expecting a long-distance call about some property he owns in Ohio.
I saw him up on his roof this afternoon fixing his antenna so that the call would come through better.
Oh, Henry, now I'm sure Mr. Wilson would love to come to see Dennis in the play if he could.
Yeah. Honey, I've been thinking, why don't I drive all of you over to school, and then I can sneak out and come back and watch a couple rounds of the fight, and I can get back to school before anyone would even know that I was gone.
Henry Mitchell, the idea, not wanting to see your own son in his school play.
Oh, honey, that's not the idea. It's just that, well, these championship fights don't come on television every night, and, well,
What's the matter, dear? Suddenly at a loss for words?
Well, no, it's just that I'm having a little difficulty trying to talk with my foot in my mouth.
Hey, Ma, which mustache do you like the best? This one? Or this one?
Oh, I think I like this one much better.
Me too. Be kind of embarrassing to have the leading man trip over his own mustache.
Boy, wait till good old Miss Gilbert sees me with this on.
Miss Gilbert?
She's directing our play. Be right down, Tommy! Hey, Mom, while you're getting dressed, I think I'll show good old Mr. Wilson my Marshall outfit.
That's a good idea, Dennis.
Jeepers, did you see that? I'm getting so fast, I almost beat myself to the draw.
Help me, I'm stuck.
Having trouble, honey?
You.
Now who's at a loss for words?
Oh, George, I do wish you'd change your mind and come with us. You did promise Dennis you'd watch him star in his school play.
Now, Martha, how was I to know that the championship fight would be postponed from last night to tonight because of rain?
Well, I don't think it's very nice of you. After all, you might enjoy it.
Enjoy it? Martha, how could anyone in his right mind enjoy a play written by a student in the fifth grade, directed by a girl's gym teacher in the fourth grade, and starring a juvenile blonde bombshell in the third grade? Sure. I'll get it, dear.
Well, if it ain't my good old partner, Mr. Wilson.
Great Scott.
It's me, Dennis.
Well, of course it's you, Dennis. Who else could it be?
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Tommy, never aim a gun at someone unless you intend to shoot him.
That's all right, Mr. Wilson. Tommy Slim Dalton, a bad guy in the play. He's supposed to go around shooting people. That's me, Gosh, Ranger.
Now, Tommy, stop that.
Have you ever been shot, Mr. Wilson?
No, I have never been shot, Mr. Wilson.
Then why are you so gun-shy?
Well, because I'm a careful coward, that's why. Now, you boys don't mind.
My goodness, George, who are these Western gentlemen?
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. It's us, me and Tommy.
Well, who would ever have guessed it?
We don't look like the real us, do we, Mrs. Wilson?
Indeed you don't, boys.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, are you still here, Dennis?
Would you help Tommy and me go over our lines? That That's a swell idea, Dennis.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis, but I...
Just this one last time?
Dennis.
Jeepers, where do you hear what a swell actor Mr. Wilson is, Tommy?
Oh, you really think so, Dennis? Oh, well, all right, for a minute or two. I'm expecting an important long-distance phone call soon, and...
Thanks, Mr. Wilson. You can be Tommy's brother, Shorty Dalton. That makes you and me twins.
Oh, joy.
Here, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, I don't think I'll be needing that, Dennis. Marshal? You reckon on taking us hombres in alive? You're plumb loco. Right, Slim?
Right, Shorty.
Dead or alive. A mangy polecat's all the same to me.
Marshal, you try hog-tying us, and you'll be the sorriest, deadest lawman in these here parts. Right, Slim?
Right, Shorty. Gee, you're a swell actor, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Tommy.
Mr. Wilson used to be a real famous actor, didn't you, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I wouldn't go quite so far as to say that, Dennis, but I understand they're still talking about my Hamlet back at Minoka High School to this very day.
Gee.
Yes. Well, now, where were we? Oh, yes. Slim, on the count of three, let's put this here critter out of his misery. Right, Slim?
Right, Shorty.
One, two. Goodbye, Marshal.
Wait!
Put your hands out. Now, don't try any funny stuff with a marshal.
Mighty fine day for a twin hanging. Ain't it, boy?
Dennis!
Come on, Dad! Come on, Tommy.
Well, that... Tommy?
Just jerk him like... That's funny.
What's the matter with him? Well, come on, Dennis.
They never locked before.
Well, they're locked now. Use the key.
Okay.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I just remembered, Mr. Wilson. We don't have a key.
Oh, you don't have the key. You don't have the key?
Uh-oh. Now we're really twins.
Oh, God, great.
No use, Mr. Wilson. This isn't even making a dent.
Oh, this is awful.
Martha!
Thank you, officer. George, they've located Sergeant Mooney. He's on his way over.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, now, Martha, get hold of Buzz, just in case.
Yes, dear. I just can't understand Sergeant Mooney not giving those boys a key when he loaned them the handcuffs.
He said we wouldn't need one. Sergeant Mooney said they were so old. They wouldn't lock anyway.
Oh, the old windbag did he?
Boy, is Herman Snell gonna be mad.
Who's Herman Snell?
He's the kid that's supposed to play the part that Mr. Wilson may have to play.
Now, see here, Dennis, if you think for 1 minute...
Buzz doesn't answer.
Fine. One locksmith for this whole town, and he's never around when you need him.
Well, hello, folks. All right, where is this desperate criminal?
Hi, Sergeant Mooney.
Hi, Dennis.
Well, well, George, so society finally caught up with you.
Oh, Mooney, stop trying to be funny and just use the key.
Use the key.
What's so funny about using the key?
George, those handcuffs haven't had a key since 1922.
Oh, dear.
Mooney, as a taxpayer, I demand that you do something and do it fast.
Oh, you do, do you?
Sergeant, the children's play begins in less than half an hour.
And Tommy's supposed to be handcuffed to his twin brother, Shorty Dalton.
Now, Mooney, what do you say to that?
Hiya, Shorty.
Sergeant Mooney, don't you have any suggestions?
Well, we could call a bus.
He's not home.
Suppose I find him and tell him to go over to school and meet you folks.
That's an idea.
Oh, well, at last we're... Oh, at the school? Oh, no, I can't. Well, in less than 10 minutes, my my call might come through.
My goodness, dear. In all the excitement, I forgot to tell you. The long-distance operator called before and said your call has been postponed until tomorrow morning.
Now, Martha.
Yes, dear?
Well, imagine that.
Hey, Mr. Wilson. When you get loose, you'll be able to stay and watch our play. Isn't that swell?
Yes, well.
Oh, yes, that's just peachy damned.
We better get going.
I'll go find Buzz. Oh, by the way, Tommy, if the prisoner tries to get away, shoot him.
Wilson, Mr. Wilson! Sergeant Mooney found you. Buzz is parked outside and he's on his way.
Thank you, thank you.
He got himself locked in his basement by mistake.
Oh, fine. It'll get me out of these miserable things, Buzz.
Well, they're locked.
You know they're locked, man.
Can't you hurry? The show is about to begin.
Anybody got a hairpin?
A hairpin?
You mean we're going to open it with a hairpin? Keepers, did you hear that, Mr. Wilson?
Well, seeing is believing, Dennis.
Oh, never mind. It's unlocked.
It is?
My tool kit.
Great Scott, what's that?
No, Master, the overture is on the other side. Come on, children, there's lots to be done yet. Oh, put that bear rug over there, and you children get those things on stage, all right? Now then, if we could just... Oh, dear, Mr. Mitchell, it's so hectic back here, I'm afraid I must insist that you...
Come on, girls, we're just adding this confusion.
Good luck, dear.
Jeepers, Mom, you don't kiss marshals in public.
George, we'll save a seat for you.
Oh, don't bother. If I ever get out of these, Martha, I'm going straight to the hospital for a long rest.
Gilbert, are they... Oh, no! This can't be happening to me! It can't! Something can't!
Now, dear, everything's going to be fine. Come on.
That's Vera Phillips. She's the author.
Vera's kind of nutty. Dennis, I've got to age.
Can't you work faster, Buzz?
Now, don't rush me, Mr. Wilson. Every time I get rushed, I get nervous. And whenever I get nervous, I get the itching. And whenever I get the itching, I got a scratch. A couple of weeks ago, a woman just put me in the hospital for almost a week. Well, her husband was in the same hospital, too. She made him so nervous.
Oh, all right, never mind, Buzz. Just get on with your work. Just don't crowd in.
Did you quit horsing around? Horsing around.
Boy. No, this way. Back this way. Back by the window. Quickly.
Who's that?
That's Herman Snell. He's the real Shorty Dog.
Well, I'm going to be able to open them okay.
That's a relief.
Buzz can open anything. Miss Gilbert, Buzz is going to open the handcuffs.
Well, good.
Now all I have to do is to run home and make a key from that wax impression.
Run home?
Oh, but you can't. There isn't time.
I'm sorry. That's the only way.
Well, all right. Get up and do it. Go. Don't hang around. Oh, Miss Gilbert, you'll just have to hold that curtain.
Hold the curtain? With the superintendent of schools out there? To think I could have been a librarian.
Would you like another glass of water, Miss Gilbert?
Back in the center of the ring. Forward with the light left to Mosier's zone. Mosher sticks out his own left hook. Sandy left hook, which Fuller catches on his own.
Miss Gilbert, I tell you, this whole idea is ridiculous.
Mr. Wilson, we may have no alternative.
Now, wait a minute. I have no intention of going out on that stage and making a fool of myself.
Mr. Wilson, unless that locksmith returns very soon, you have no choice.
Jeepers, Tommy, you should see all the people. Can you see my... Can you see my folks, Dennis? Yeah, Tommy, right in front. Your dad keeps trying to get up, and your mom keeps jerking him back down. That's my papa, okay?
What can be taking Buzz so long?
Maybe he got hungry.
Okay, come along, children, hurry. Lester, come along. Now, we're just going to have to face it. The show must go on. Now, are you ready?
But I can't go out there. I don't even know the part.
Now, we know differently, Mr. Wilson. And I'll be under that trapdoor, hidden by the bear rug, ready to prompt you.
Oh, well, that's a great comfort. Young man, will you stop staring at me?
Oh, hurry, come on. Come on, dear. Hurry, please.
Where is Buzz?
I got them, Dennis. Thanks, Margaret.
What's all this? What?
Boy, you sure got a big head, Mr. Wilson.
Margaret, what are you doing?
His middle's big, too. This guy belt won't even go halfway around him. Give me it, Margaret. Backwards. You gotta use an extra piece of string.
Dennis, I am not wearing any string. I am not wearing this silly hat, and I am not going out on that stage. Is that clear?
But jeepers, Mr. Wilson. You got one of the swellest parts in the whole play. You even get to die in the end.
Well, lucky me.
Mr. Wilson!
It's Buzz! Buzz is back!
Mr. Wilson. I got the key made.
Oh, good. Well, come on, man. What's the matter?
Well, it won't fit. I'm afraid I'm going to have to file it down some.
Oh, no. Well, file it. But hurry. Hurry.
Oh, the last number's almost over.
Oh, well, faster, Buzz. Faster.
Once more, honey.
I wonder what's happening with George.
The part of Shorty, which was to have been played by Herman Snell, we played instead by Mr. George Wilson.
Oh, dear.
Now we know what's happening with George.
You. Lester! You calling me, Marshal Mailin? Bring in the Dalton twins, Lester.
Anything you say, Marshal.
It's no use, Mr. Wilson. It just won't work.
Filing, Buzz. This is no time to quit.
Mr. Wilson, you're on.
No, I'm not going out there. Now, go away.
I found it.
You found what? Get that thing off me, Margaret.
Step in it, Tommy. Hurry.
Filing, Buzz. Keep filing. What are you doing?
Margaret, hurry.
Try it.
Please cooperate, Mr. Wilson.
Cooperate. Are you...
Lester!
We're having a little trouble, Mr. Mailin.
Mr. Wilson, remember what Shakespeare said. The show must go on.
Oh, young lady, for your information, Shakespeare made no such quotation. And as for me, the show will go on without me. And I have made up my mind that to... No!
Well, Shorty? What do you got to say for yourself now?
I've broken out of better jails.
Oh, I've broken out of better jails than this in my sleep. Right, Slim?
Right, Shorty.
Oh, Father, Father.
Hello, daughter.
Oh, Father, there's been talk of a lynching.
Oh, howdy, gal.
Oh, Shorty.
Hark, Mr. Mellon. The crowd in the square is getting uglier. Let me see, mister. Yep. They're getting uglier, all right.
I'll tell you what you do, Lester. Keep your eyes on them critics and don't let nary one of them move. If they do, let them
stop talking.
That crowd's getting a mite uneasy, all right, Mr. Mellon.
That crowd's getting a mite uneasy, all right. What do you have to say for yourself to that, Shorty Dalton?
My gang won't let me down. Right, Slim?
Right, Shorty.
Well, you'll get no help here, Shorty Dalton.
Oh, yes, he will, Father.
Why, thank you, gal. Marshal, at the count of three, supposing we two try to decide which one of us varmints is a mite slow on the draw. You ready?
I'm awaiting, Shorty.
One, two and a half. I'm loose. I'm free. As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I tell you, Martha, after last night, the only thing to do is to sell the house and move away to some place where I am not known.
George, you're just being plain silly.
Come on in.
How's our favorite thespian taking the morning after?
Not too well, I'm afraid. George, it's the Mitchells.
I know, Martha. I heard. Morning, Alice. Morning, Mitchell.
Have you read the review of last night's activities in the morning paper?
Oh, no. I don't want to, Mitchell. I have no desire to.
But everybody loved it.
Oh, now, Alice, don't try to salve the wounds of the court jester.
And I know not whose stroke of genius was responsible for putting an adult in a children's farce, but it was without doubt the artistic brilliance of our own talented humorist, George Wilson, who made the evening the success it was.
Why? I don't believe... Martha, did you hear that?
I certainly did, dear.
Mr. Wilson! Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Young man, why aren't you in school?
Because Miss Gilbert sent me home during recess to tell Mr. Wilson how good he was last night.
Well, what is there to say except talent will out, huh?
And she says to be there at 8 sharp tonight.
All right, 8 sharp it will... 8 sharp for what?
They're going to do the play all over again. Just like last night. But this time... for charity.
Oh, great God.
B- Bop-a-doop-bop. Dennis will be back tomorrow morning, right after Mr. Wizard's stupendous morning magic.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Now stand by for,
Now comes the real puzzle.
Well, I know. You can't do that on television.
Oh, you better believe it.
Up next, only on Nickelodeon.
Has been a Screen Gems film.